People in Iran are following the decisions in the U.S. with a lot of attention. The nuclear deal was a victory for the president, Hassan Rouhani, who has come under a lot of strain lately as a result of popular protests by people angry about their economic situation. Now, this nuclear deal meant that economic sanctions were partly lifted, and if it appears that this deal will now fail and sanctions come back, putting even more pressure on the people, it will be even worse for Rouhani. Now, these protests in Iran lasted for 10 days in multiple cities have subsided. Authorities in Tehran called in the Revolutionary Guard and hundreds of people were arrested, at least 20 killed. And on Tuesday, the U.S. House of Representatives voted with a massive 415 against 2 to condemn the way Iran's authorities cracked down on the protests. Which was, says Fouad Izadi, an analyst with Tehran University, not much appreciated by Iranian people.
If U.S. Congress was interested in human rights, they could have stopped selling billions of dollars worth of weapons to the Saudi government that is bombing its neighbor, killing women and children on a daily basis. So when people of Iran see this type of hypocrisy, supporting human rights in one instance and helping to crush human lives in other instances, the feeling is not that great.
But it may have bigger consequences. Later today, Donald Trump may decertify the nuclear deal again, but this time Congress may not want to miss the 60-day deadline, given the negative publicity that Tehran in their eyes created by cracking down on the protests. So in that way, the protests will backfire in the sense that they may lead to again more sanctions. But the US is not the only partner in this nuclear deal. There are Russia, China, but also France, the UK and Germany. And these countries have indicated that they want to stick to the deal. But, says Ghanem Nuzaibagh, director of think tank Cornerstone Global Associates in London, if Trump and then the US as a whole will not stick to the deal, it will deepen the transatlantic rift over Trump's Middle East policy that started already when he decided to acknowledge Jerusalem as Israel's capital last year.
It will worsen the relationship and will complicate it even further. One was Jerusalem and now this one. Interestingly, on this one, I think, although there might be a further wedge between the Americans and the Europeans, I think many Arab countries would in fact welcome an escalation by Trump. So perhaps on the Jerusalem decision, you had the US versus Europe and the Arab world. On this one, you might have the US and the Arabs against Europe. So he's really mixing up the way that global politics are being addressed.
Now, in Israel, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has made it his life mission to fight against a nuclear deal. But not everyone there is against it. Ephraim Eskulaye, a nuclear scientist with the National Institute of Security Studies in Jerusalem, doesn't want the U.S. to abandon the deal.
I do not think it's good that he decertified it. I think that the agreement is not that good. But abandoning it now would be a mistake. What has to be done is to improve its application. The IAEA changed its policy about reporting to the public, to reporting to the member states. It has adopted a policy of confidentiality, which is not warranted. I think the reports have to be much more open, and that has to be insisted upon. At the moment, no one insists on anything, almost anything.
So today we'll know if Trump decertifies the deal again, and then we have to wait and see if US Congress will follow or if it wants to stick to the status quo.